It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Party snacks. Boy, it's so hard to resist party snacks. They're always so good, maybe not so great for you, but I try a little of this, and then I got to try that one, and in no time, I personally, for sure, have eaten a whole boatload of calories that show up the very next day, which is not so great. And, you know, I know most are not so good for us, so we decided to do a show to help you figure out what to switch out to have some really good ones that you can enjoy and eat more than one. Carolina, I have confessed that nibbles in a bowl are lethal for me. How about you? Do you nibble?
Oh, yeah. This reminds me, I don't know if you remember the era where there was a lot of articles out there of what to do before you go to a party for people that were watching their weight. I think a lot of them were promoted by Weight Watchers. And it was really fun because it told people that they should eat before they go to a party and what they should eat before they went to the party. So that when they were at the party, they wouldn't eat the food that's there because usually it's junk and gain weight. And I always looked at that as like, well, that's the worst party move ever. You're just going to walk around and come on. I hated that. I was like, I am not joining that bandwagon for sure. I'm eating at the party. So I love that we're doing this segment to actually put in some healthier treats at the party so we don't have to pre-eat before we party, like pre-party and pre-eat. I don't know. So I'm excited we're doing this, Ellen.
All right. Well, one that is commonly out there is Chex Mix. I have to tell you, it's not my first go-to at all, but I know there are alternatives that I can't stop eating. One is called Crispy Mix. You want to explain what those are? And you know, before we even get to that particular one, it's easy to make your own. How would you make your own?
That's true. Well, you know, why is Chex Mix so bad anyways? Why do we not want that at a party? And usually because it's made with, there's a ton of salt, first of all, the sodium content's off the charts.
Yeah.
And the added artificial ingredients in there are really not great. And because they're so low in fiber and protein, you just eat them to no end. Until you see the end of the bowl, you keep reaching out for more. Which if you swap it out for one that has a little bit of fiber and protein, and you eat them in moderation, more likely your body will have time to respond and say, hey, you know, I've had enough. So one you can make, it's really fun to make around party times, but really if you just want to make and have some to have in your cupboard for a surprise visit or to have a snack every once in a while, the secret is to keep it salt and sweet. I think that's really what's fun about these things. So your sweets are going to be dried fruits. That's going to be your friends. So dried cherries, dried blueberries, raisins, of course, golden raisins, cranberries, dried cranberries. All of those are going to be your sweet factor. And then your salty factor are going to be nuts. So use a variety of different nuts. And then I like to use some sort of a cracker to add the crunch and the bulk. And I like one that I pick often is the Crunch Master multi-seed crackers because they're gluten-free. That way I don't have to worry about it in the party if I do have somebody that's gluten-free. That's a safe snack for them to have. So that makes it safe. So that's an easy one to make at home. And to really take it up a notch, you can put it all in a cookie sheet and then sprinkle it with some herbs and spices and take it to the oven for like 15 minutes. It really just kind of brings out that flavor and then let the cool off before you serve it, of course. So mix it up and serve it up. It's delicious. And I think the one you were talking about are you talking about the Harvest Stone Crispy Mixes?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Those are
yum. They are good. They're also gluten-free. They are fantastic. And what makes them better than the other generic mixes is they're made with better ingredients. That's what it's all about. You really want to turn those labels around and just see what's in it before you buy it and start eating it. So, yeah, that's a good one to go
for. Okay. So next to that bowl, you often find all these puff cheese, like Cheetos, you know, those puffy. And those are so simple to throw in your mouth over and over and over, and they sort of melt in your mouth, and you keep going for it. But I know they're not at all good for me. So what would be an alternative for that?
No, you know what's so sad about those is that 9 out of 10 times you find them at kids' parties, and really that's who's going to be more damaging to because of the amount of artificial ingredients that those collect, especially the food dyes. I mean, some of those Cheetos, I swear, I think first of all you can leave one out and they last for decades, so you know that's not real food, and if you turn on off all the lights, they may just be bright enough that you can find them in a dark room.
I've never tried that. They're just really.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't eat, but man, that's a woof.
Sounds like a fun game. We ought to try it. Well, anyways, what I say is the reason why kids like them is because they keep reaching until like one after the other to get the real cheese taste in their mouth. Because reality is they have just enough tease of what cheese tastes like that you keep wanting more to see if you're ever going to get that piece of cheese. So why
satisfied.
Not just cut the middleman? Exactly. Cut the middleman and let's just serve cheese. Cheese instead. Cube cheese, little toothpicks. They're so much healthier. You're less likely to overeat on it. And it's real food. So much better. But if you're looking, now some people are going to say, but that's not crunchy. And I kind of want the crunchy. Well, there are some cheesy, crunchy treats out there that are made with natural ingredients, no artificial dyes. One of them is Crunchmaster Cheesy Crisps. They're on the Kid Crisp line. So I think they were made for kids, but gosh, try to take one of those boxes away from my hand and give it to a kid and I'm going to fight you for it. They're so good. But they are super cheesy, they're crunchy, and they don't use any of the artificial food dyes. So there are options. You just have to look what you're buying. There's some puffed out there. Like I know a lot of people are really crazy about those. Have you seen those pirate booties? The little crisp. Yeah.
So they do
people
a good
have
job.
Also been, they do a good job at keeping some of the artificial stuff. Of course, this is still a snack. You shouldn't eat a whole bag, but it's better alternative than the Cheetos. So that's what I would do.
All right. So this is where I go first and get in the most trouble. And that is with the dips with chips. Now, the dips, that's the easy part because you usually have a hummus or guacamole or even a tzatziki or, a salsa. I can get through that. It's the chips that go with it because I can't just spoon it out, though I'd like to. What do we do about that?
Me too. Sounds good. Let's serve dips with spoons now on. Well, I'm here to tell you not all chips are created equal.
Right.
So turn those labels around. Pick. There's so many options. Thankfully, the industry has responded to some of our requests and made chips a little bit less healthy so that you can eat them every once in a while and not completely regret them the next day. You want to look for chips that are made with a protein-like source. So, for example, beans. So, comes to mind Benito's. They have a whole line of chips that are made for beans. So they're actually going to have fiber and protein. Again, less overeating because you're going to get more filling. Crunchmaster makes the popped edamame chips. They're also made from a soy source. So a little bit more fiber, a little bit more protein, less likely to overeat. And Ellen, I agree with what you said. The dip is really not the problem. Usually the dips, you can make them pretty easily and with real ingredients. So it's the chip. It's the vessel that really we want to watch
for. It's the delivery system. That's what I'm called, delivery system, which is why they're making these chips a scoop size, and that's really dangerous. So I'd stay away from those. But also their carrots and celery and other ways to do it. So,
Well, next time you're coming over, I'm serving hummus with a spoon. It sounds like a deal.
I'm ready.
We're going to have some fun, Ellen. Well, thank you, everybody, for being with us in our Family Food Kitchen today. I hope you had as much fun as we did. You can find all the recipes we talked about and products throughout our shows on the Radio MD Pinterest page. And all our past episodes are on RadioMD.com. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.